Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ron, quick reaction to the news. Jason Mackey breaking it that Ben Cherington has accepted the GM post for the Pirates.
Well, he obviously has an impressive track record. He was GM in Boston for a World Series team. A little different world that he's going to be coming to here in Pittsburgh than in Boston, where he could buy whatever he wanted, go out and correct any mistakes that he made. Not going to be able to do that here. We'll wish him the best of luck. See what he does with a manager now. I'm going to hold my judgment until I see if anything changes from the ownership standpoint.
Won it all with $170 million payroll. This one was $100 million less than that. He also presided over the disintegration of that World Series team with a number of questionable moves. We'll see. You know, we'll see. It's a whole different ball game trying to win when you know you're probably going to be bottom five payroll. Maybe for your entire tenure here.
A different world here. Now, the expectations are a lot less here than they are in Boston.
Yeah.
We saw him win a World Series, he gets fired. We saw Dave Dombrowski win a World Series last year and get fired in the middle of the next season.
Yeah. When you're spending that kind of money on players, that means big expectations.
That's not going to be the case here. Now, maybe he'll come in and, totally tear it down. The number one thing he's got to do is build, you know, scouts, development people, draft better, develop better, and it's going to take some time.
And I'm sure we'll be talking about that in the near future. Should he go the Neil Huntington route and burn it all down and build it back up? Or are there enough pieces here, lineup-wise, to where you want to keep? You know, it's almost the Miami Dolphins dilemma. Look, we have some pieces here. Do we want to trade somebody like a Minka Fitzpatrick, even though he's exactly the type of guy we should be building around as well? What do we do here?
It's going to be interesting to see. He does have some pieces in the lineup. There's no question. His pitching staff is abysmal. Abysmal. So we'll see what he does.
And then the other topic to touch on, Ron, is Pitt with a huge win last night on its home field.
Yep, we didn't get to see it because we were in Cleveland.
But, saw some of it. Brian Batko with the streaming on, what was it, ESPN, I think?
I guess, I don't know.
Didn't
get to pay a lot of attention because I'm writing under deadline. But
nobody attacked anybody with a helmet last night either.
Nobody did. Pitt, you know, almost blows another game. They've had a lot of games where I think of the Duke game where, you know, you blow a big lead and then you win it at the end, and they won it in overtime, 7-3 now. Still in the hunt for the Coastal. They need to win a game next weekend. It's not going to be easy at Virginia Tech, and they need Virginia Tech to beat Virginia the following week. And now have a chance to win the Coastal. I don't know if both those things will happen, but 7-3, a chance to go 8-4, maybe even 9-3.
Meanwhile, I didn't actually see the league's whole statement until now about all this, and Jeff, my ears perked up when he talked about how Garrett has basically been kicked out of the league here for a while and must, according to the statement, must meet with the commissioner's office prior to a decision on his reinstatement. He's also been fined an additional amount. Both teams fined $250,000. Pouncey obviously suspended without pay for 3 games. And also, Ogunjobi.
One game.
But also more discipline forthcoming in the form of fines. And then the indignation that's going around with people calling for Mason Rudolph to be suspended is absolute silliness. It really is. You want to fine him for something, go ahead. But like I said, that's the guy who nicked my car when he was parallel parking, and then I hit him over the head with a baseball bat. You know, you want to fine him, you want to make him pay for the nick on my car. Okay.
Yeah, you should pay for the nick on your car. It's a valuable Bentley.
It's ridiculous. And people really indignant about it, too. Like, yeah, the guy without the helmet on, he tried to pull Myles Garrett's helmet off. Okay. So that would have been, what, a fine? What do you get for pulling a guy's helmet off?
I don't know. I guess it's a fine.
And he kicked him.
As long as you don't use it as a weapon.
I didn't see an actual kick as much as I saw a get the hell off me. And here's the important part, is that Myles Garrett started it as well. Rudolph is getting blamed for starting it. He did not. It was unnecessary for Garrett, after a sack, to lay on top of the guy the way he did. Do you agree with that?
I do.
Do you like them in general?
I love people. I'm a loving person.
Duke in Butler, what's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm telling you, if it was Aaron Rodgers was the quarterback in question, James Jones would have a different attitude. But I didn't call to talk about that. But one thing that really strikes me in the last few weeks of watching Mason, and I like Mason Rudolph, his footwork. He just doesn't seem to know when to get out of harm's way, roll out, get a clear lane to where he can throw that ball. He always seems like he's glued to the ground. He's trying to throw over 6 foot, five linemen. And you've got Randy Feuchner, who is supposedly a quarterback coach on the sideline. You've got a Super Bowl winning quarterback on the sideline. And I've watched this for 3 or 4 weeks, and it boggles my mind that is nobody talking about this to him, discussing this, coaching him up. And then I flip over to the Pitt game, watching Kenny Pickett last night. He got in trouble. He sensed the pressure. He rolls out. It just kind of strikes me that I don't see things being corrected. And the following week, he's doing the same things.
Do you think talent may have something to do with it?
Well, look,
Ben can't play for him on the field. Randy Feuchner can't play for him on the field. Do you think is he talented enough to be able to get out of the pocket and run and make plays?
I don't know, Ron, and I don't think at this point we do know. But we drafted him in the second round.
Third round.
Put a first-round grade on him.
Picked in the third round. Yeah, I mean, I get the frustration. And I thought he took a real big step forward against the Rams, but I thought he took a step back yesterday. But then the other point side of me is, look who he was throwing to. He had no running game after Connor went out. I don't know how to judge him. I really don't.
I know. And listen, it's talk radio here, and it's emotional, and there's a lot happening. But I think at some point, everybody who's watching this and has watched football for any period of time has to say, look at the cast, and how much can you blame Randy Feuchner or Mason Rudolph? If I told you before the game that was going to be the cast of characters, and I said, pick a point total, realistic, even if they play well, if you came up with more than 10, I would have said, what are you smoking?
And I would even say, if Ben had to play with that cast, he'd be a little better. I don't know how much better.
I agree. The offensive line's been bad. Run blocking.
Yes,
they were pretty good pass blocking for a while now. They've been protecting
Not last night, though.
But not last night and not from the beginning.
And they had a few moments against the Rams, too, where Aaron Donald ended up in the back.
Yeah.
But he's Aaron Donald.
Yeah, that's forgivable. And Myles Garrett's really good, too.
From start to finish, they have not been very good.
No.
The entire offensive line.
And again, the most damning statistic I can think of regarding the entire season is Radio.com. Sports last night tweets out, and this was before the Steelers failed again on a couple. Steelers 3-for-12 this season on third or fourth down and 1 yard to go. That's the worst mark in the NFL. 412-928-9370. It's a potpourri, Ron. I think you and I are ready for one final hour. We've spent more time together in the last 24 hours than most married couples, right?
We have.
Did you enjoy your room last night? Did you sleep at all?
One of the reasons why I guess I'm divorced, you know. I had a rough night last night. I did. I didn't have my pillow with me, and I had a rough night. But I always do. We got back to the room by, 2:15?
Yeah.
I got up. I set my alarm for 6:15, and I lay there and look at the ceiling and think, I'm going to be getting up in 4 hours, 3 hours, 2 hours, 1 hour. Miserable night. But I had the ride home with you this morning, which was very pleasant.
Very pleasant, I thought.
Can say pleasant.
I enjoyed it.
The sun was shining. It was a beautiful day. We didn't kill each other. You didn't criticize my driving. Except
didn't take a swing at you?
One little time.
I thought you got too close. It was a little bit of tailgating.
It was not even a harsh.
Right. And I couched it like the people up here are stopping. So watch it, Ron. Right?
But you had to admit, I got us in and out.
Beautiful.
Of the stadium.
Unbelievable.
No,
yeah.
I've made that drive way too many times in the last, how long? 40 years?
A friend of mine who worked the hockey beat for a while said I knew it was time to give it up when I was laying on a bed in a hotel and I looked at the ceiling, I don't know, somewhere like Edmonton, and I realized, oh my God, this is the same room I was in, and it's got the same hole in the wall or the ceiling, whatever it was. And that was it. He was done.
When we come back, we got to do our picks in the next hour. When we come back, I want to tell you about what I thought was the highlight of the trip for me.
Please. It's Cookin' Joe.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.